Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
This is the 75th episode of the Rusak Gamers podcast, but we take no special notice. So here we are, 75 episodes later, mostly once a week, and we bring you episode 26 of our Harbinger's Rock campaign. We have the start of another maneuver, and we go about setting up our beliefs. Now, since Doug missed the last game, we give a short synopsis and then decide how to proceed. In the end, there's a duel of wits, of a sort, as Jeff drills into the head of another one of Todd's characters. We also would like to make clear that everything we do in this episode is dedicated to Alex from the Mom's Basement podcast. Comments, critique, random exclamations, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us an email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our RPG Crosstalk forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. If you want to listen to the previous Burning Empires games, visit our archives at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
All right, we're rolling.
Okay. Well, Todd's figuring out what he's going to do in the next maneuver. Excuse me, we're going to sort of sum up for Doug, who wasn't here last time, the game. And very nice, you know, thanks to Alex. I don't often go on RPG Crosstalk, but Alex posted and he said, you know, he's not crazy about the game we play. He's Mom's Basement. Yeah. And but he really enjoys listening to us. So I guess it's
murder the game.
I guess it's Alex and, you know, your brother and kids and, and niece and nephew. We're glad they listen too. But it's very I'm so glad that Alex enjoys it. Enjoys listening to us play this game. Also, I don't know why, but I'm not going to question. I'm just glad he does.
We also got email from...
We got an email?
Spit take. From a guy named... I don't know how to pronounce it. It's A-L-O-K. 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 I don't know. He was wondering where Flames of Gold number 21 and 22 were.
Flames of Gold 20... Did we skip them, or did
no,
they fall
they
off?
Are. They are... When we started up with the Harbinger's Rock again, I needed space, so I was moving them to the archives. Well, I thought I did, but I didn't. So I've got to put them in the archives. Because okay. I got somebody out there who wants to listen to them.
Oh, so like, A-L-O-K? Okay, we're sorry about that. It's Roy's fault.
I already emailed him, told him it was all my fault.
Okay, and we'll get that up so you can listen to it. Okay, so last game was horrible for us for rolls.
Awesome.
Well, no, Todd had great rolls. We actually did.
Horrible for some of us.
Yes, Todd did. Todd had some amazing rolls.
And I did. Well,
Jason did pretty good too.
Okay, so what did we do? We kind of set Jason up to be the guy in that scene and stuff to make the roll.
To discover the exact layout of where the Naven were in the crawlers, and Jason locked them down, cut them off from any chance of the Valen going in and removing the evidence before we could deal with it, i.e. next maneuver.
And I think everybody helped. Everybody did something toward that end. So mm-hmm. we were all able to help in the maneuver role. However, just at the end, Jason decides that his character Talos is going to go, and by the way, I want to send...
Hold on, now wait a second. I said, anybody else want to do anything? Nobody stepped up. Said, booyah.
So he says, I want to create a forgery that sends Lieutenant Jackboot, what's his name?
Subutai.
To the far end of the universe or whatever. And
with,
I go...
Hold on, with communication silence until he gets the job
yeah,
done.
Yeah, with communication silence until he goes.
Awesome.
So,
And he rolled excellently.
And he did, and he rolled very
12,
well.
Baby.
And I was, and in fact, I was working against him when he did it, because I said, whoa, this implicates my belief, I'm a guinea.
Of course, it was his belief to do it.
Right. Well, and that's fine. It worked great. Beautiful. No, and so he, and so then I go to... the Emperor, and I say, the Baron, and I say, look, this is BS, you need to stop it, keep it from going. So we had a little thing, where he, and so he, they're now looking at this order askance, I guess. So it doesn't mean that it's disproved the forgery and Jason's role has been nullified. It just means that now there's some more tension there with regard to Subutai going out.
Mm-hmm. But what it definitely did for the right at that moment, Subutai did not help the Baron on his maneuver.
Yeah, that was the mechanics aspect of that.
Okay.
Now, there'll be other fallout from it during this maneuver, but...
Because it was an excellent forger.
Yeah.
He did really well.
12 dice.
12 successes.
Because that, you know, it wasn't... You can't arbitrarily just take out figure and note in the maneuver, but... For what he did,
And this is the crap that Alex hates right now that we're talking
about. Oh, okay, well, good. Alex, we're going to go on for a while.
Mike doesn't like the rules.
Go get
nothing left for you, Alex. Yeah.
Go get a beer. Come back. We'll be arguing probably by the time you get back.
No, but what I wanted to do is that kind of a role and...
Should be rewarded.
Yeah, it should be rewarded, and that was the tangible reward from it, is that he did not contribute to the maneuver role.
Okay.
So.
And so, but then the Baron says, we're going to bring the Darrakhan Empire in. We're going to bring them in and take you out. Because.
That was previously.
That was the last one.
That was the propaganda. He was rolling propaganda.
He sent out a propaganda. Oh, yeah. He was sending out
propaganda. He's the one. He did it. Propaganda.
He spoke to.
And then it.
Harbinger
failed.
It was horrible. You got like 10 dice and one success.
Yeah, he was essentially setting you up. And that's when he rolled again.
I got a 2.
On like 10 dice. It was ridiculous. We're like, what?
It was a straight up Doug roll, let me tell you.
And so
you
anyway.
You were rolling against Doug.
Right.
Yeah, you kind of was, but yeah.
So anyway, so that's where we are, and now we're trying to figure out what... And in the maneuver, how do we do in the maneuver?
We successfully assessed.
So now we can attack if we want. We can now take somebody out. You know, we've got the upper hand.
What was the change in disposition?
Todd lost
3, and then we lost 1. I think Todd attacked. And I think we only lost 1.
Lost Todd is down to 31. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you
did. Who wrote it down?
He was 31 before.
Because you already took off the 3 for the.
You assess. Already took off 3.
Yeah. I mean, for the gambit.
Yes.
So we knocked off his 3 off the top.
I believe.
And so as a net.
Yeah, I got minus 3 on the gambit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. What? Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
No. He took off the 3 a long time ago.
Yeah, 3 on the gambit.
Okay, there's only 1 minus 3 for the gambit.
And then you lost. Was it 2 or 1 that you lost? That you
I
took
didn't
off
lose.
Of us?
Just
he took
1.
Off 1.
Just 1. So we're a net 2 ahead. I mean, we're still not winning. He's still got more points than we do in disposition. We're a net 2 ahead, though, because he bet 3 in the gambit and only took 1 off of us.
So,
and now we've got ours.
Right.
We've got our assess in the game, so we can do something.
With the minus
we locked
1,
out.
It's like, even though he didn't sway them to oust you, there's an occasional grumble now about you, I would guess.
Yeah, I would... Yeah, it's I think they're swayable either way now. I mean, it's sort of. I think it's in flux, but the way.
But he didn't succeed.
No, he didn't succeed,
and he only did 1 point of damage to us. So, you know.
Yeah. So, but he did do it. But he did score a hit.
Yeah.
And the only damage he did was in the gambit. So, but I guess maybe the gambit worked out against you. I mean, it played out against you.
Yeah.
I mean,
it depends on what we would have picked.
Yeah,
to deal with.
But
I mean, we're just trying to put it in sort of story terms for the points and how it plays out. But yeah, he loses.
I picked what I want to do.
He overextended himself.
You have? Okay.
Okay, and we were waiting for you to get back, Doug, so we could figure out what we want to do.
Cool.
What
do we want to do?
So that was a nice intro.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bill.
I'm Joe.
I'm Roy.
I'm Todd, and I am 1 year older.
Yay!
So's Bill.
So's Bill.
Me. Although I think my older is older than your older.
Mm-hmm. Not by much. When were you born? 67?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yes.
Thanks,
wow.
Bill.
60 anything. Holy crap.
Well, I think Bill
born?
And I
77?
Are the ones in the 60s.
74.
Yeah, I just changed demographics. That's disturbing.
Yeah.
It is a little weird when you change demographics, isn't it? It's like, whoa, I'm no longer the go-to percentile now.
Well, I still wasn't, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a little less hip. Or a little more hip, depending on how you want to phrase that.
A little less conversation.
I can dig it.
It's a song, man.
Let's have a little more action.
A little more action, please.
Okay, so Todd has picked his deal for the maneuver, and I don't know. I mean, I think we should just take action and go right at him.
We should take action. We assess their disposition. Let's take action against the disposition.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I don't think they're
expecting us to do.
I don't care.
Well, in my opinion, he has three options. Either he's going to try and steal a march on us and assess like we did, because it clearly affected. Or he's going to flak to try and do damage to us and lessen our impact on him. Or he's going to conserve to try and just beat us straight out in a versus test and get more disposition back out of that.
Well, and that's fine. And I think we're going to be okay as long as we work together on the maneuver roll. Hey!
Who are you? And what have you done with Jack?
I'm going to explain this one last time for you guys.
I need to say everything. See that? Feeling guilty already?
Last game, I played my character.
Yes, you did.
Played my beliefs.
Well.
And I helped in the maneuver. Period.
Yes,
and yelled at Roy.
A lot.
Because you yelled at me.
Yeah, I did.
Roy, let's be
but
fair.
But that's the nature of our relationship.
So there's nothing wrong with taking action. I just...
What are the skills needed for that one?
Oh, we got that in spades.
Do we?
Yes.
Take action. Oratory, psychology, finance, smuggling, extortion, command, tactics, and law.
Yeah.
Command? What's your command?
It's not that great. I think I got a 2 in it.
Tactics?
Tactics. Command, I got a 2. Tactics, I have a 4.
What's your smuggling?
4.
3 in tactics.
Oratory is 4.
Is psychology one of them?
Yes.
6. I mean, if we really want to do some damage, usually I'm not. Unless somebody else has got one of those that's way up there.
Finance and law for me are both 3.
Well, I mean, we all have a skill that can help. It makes sense to go with the 6.
Yep.
Now we just got to make it fit in the story. So that he's the most active one.
Well, we
take action.
Right, well, we know where
the Naven are, and they're even locked down.
Well, one ship is locked down.
No, the whole thing. He made his role.
No, did he get all of them locked down?
Yeah.
Bring in an army of psychologists and start sweeping the place.
That's right.
Well, that's
taking action.
Right, it's a circles roll. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. We don't need to bring psychologists in. We know where the Naven are. You want to make this a quick maneuver? Command. You go in there and you just wipe them out. You destroy every walker on the planet.
Walker? Why destroy all the walkers?
Because that's where the Naven are.
We know where the Naven are, though.
Well, then we go in or you orchestrate. Well, he doesn't have the manpower, though. Here's another way we do
Why
it.
Why does he not have the manpower?
Because
he's the hammer.
Because he's
the
hammer, not the anvil. Here's the other way we do it.
Yeah, but what's left of the
Kern
are still on my side.
Yeah.
Well, here's what we do then. We take action. We're going to kill. We're just going to do a raid. We're going to pull
Kern
in all.
The Kern are removed.
But that's a phase objective.
I removed the Kern, remember?
That was his maneuver. Was he assessed the Kern and then took them out. The Kern are not a faction.
They're not gone.
We can't add them to our... All that means is we don't add them to our...
We can't add them, but, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, yeah, you might have the elite force or whatever, but, I mean, to have the Kern people. Rise up and help you, no.
What we need to do, though... Well, we can have the Kern help us, though. What we need to do is take over the Anvil forces, make it our maneuver in the story, to take over the Anvil forces... Take over Subutai's command and go in and clean house in every one of the crawlers.
Mm-hmm. So we're
one orchestrated attack, and I mean, either we wipe out the crawlers. I mean, it would be simpler to say, and we, you know, we clear everybody off the crawlers and you just destroy them where they sit. Which really, I think it'd be one hell of an interesting choice. but if we want to do it man to man, I think that makes it more interesting for everybody at the table to find a way to figure out how they're going to help out with that. That move. I mean, I think it'd be cool to go in and just blow them all up. You make a couple of rolls and we go, but we need to, if we're going to try to take down his disposition, we need to get everybody involved in your role.
And destroying the crawlers isn't in our best interest.
Well, I mean, it's a fiction in the game anyway. I mean, it's a, you know, next maneuver, we go, okay, we're going to bring in more crawlers.
We're going to buy more.
We're bringing in more. I mean,
what point?
So, but if he just destroys them, that doesn't give a, I mean, which is cool, it works. He just goes in and goes and strafes them and destroys them.
Yeah.
But that doesn't lend itself to a whole lot of stuff for us to do in this maneuver.
Now, last phase...
I think it'd be more interesting to try
since
to
I wasn't
co-op
here,
the
did you bring in troops?
Go in there man-to-man.
What was that, Bill?
The last phase?
What about...
Now, he
did he bring in troops at some point?
He brought in manpower, was going to bring in manpower...
Way back in the
I
first
I think
phase.
The Darkon Empire was sending in, we had sent in people, but it's just sort of...
You were threatening to pull your guys out.
Well, actually, when my people I called in, that basically led to the Baron being here, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's... I was threatening
in
to shut
first,
down.
In the first phase, you were threatening to pull your guys out to force a work stoppage, and I brought in guys to take your place.
Right. So not really military, but...
I have a ton of skilled laborers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you call from people, he calls from people.
And see,
it's the same basic thing.
The majority of what he's got are guys in ships with big guns. You know, if we're going to protect the crawlers, we need to do this hand-to-hand, and that's going to require Subutai. Maybe we go in and we wipe Subutai.
Well, he's gone, right? Isn't he off on the mission?
He's...
Not yet.
He's
gotten conflicting orders.
He is conflicted. So the easiest thing would be to ignore him at this point.
No. The easiest thing would be to go in and wipe him, turn him.
Wipe him?
Wipe his mind.
Now how are you going to do that?
Do what?
We're going to change a belief. We'll go in and change a couple of beliefs. You and I together could change quite a bit.
Change the belief so that he wants to protect the Valen. And then we'll smear him that he brought him in. Gone.
No.
Too convoluted.
Yeah, it's too convoluted. We got the Naven in buckets on the planet in the crawlers. We destroy the Naven in the buckets in the crawlers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we want to destroy
by
the...
By changing his brain to say, I will destroy Naven wherever I find. Oh, look, evidence. They're down there.
I will destroy the Naven on the planet and the crawlers will destroy them. I will destroy them. But we also, if the two of us do it, I think it'd be possible you give him a belief or an instinct, and I give him a belief and an instinct, and we make one of them do what he says.
Well, either I help you or we're talking two conflicts.
Well, you could help, but I can change one belief, one instinct, and whatever else. But all we need to do, you and I, we get Subutai.
I don't have much strength right now.
That's okay, you just help. You and I, we turn Subutai. Then they work out something with the weapons. I don't know, figure out how to get down there. I don't know how you guys can help, but... We want to get down there and get the Naven destroyed.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible. And I think we could do that pretty quickly if everybody, you know, we figure out a way to make it help. We can work up the link test.
I don't know what Jason wants to do, but it'd be cool if you did propaganda, like make a video of here's the Naven, here's the proof where they are, get everybody riled up about it. Because our phase for the whole, our objective for the whole phase is to change the attitude, and that's directly towards our phase objective.
Well, the thing... Well, we don't have to destroy the Naven. If we put them all in one spot and bring out the other people that we know that are there. For example, if we put them all in one spot and drag out who wants them, Nagomi or the Baron, we know where they're at. We can destroy them at any time.
The question is... Not if they're moved.
Yeah. We need to destroy the Naven
right now.
Strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah, I don't want to. We're not using a million worms as bait because that has way too many ways of going wrong. I think we want to destroy them, get rid of them, and then have to bring in more. I mean, in the end, if we're not that successful, some escape, some make it move. There's still going to be some there. They're not all there. It's not going to completely cleanse it. I mean, we're not going to completely wipe out what Todd's doing. But this will, if we do this, it's a huge blow. I mean, it makes sense. We just go down and destroy them. And if there's any way we can help, I mean, if there's a way to help Doug, the best thing to do is we figure out how to help Doug, and Doug just goes down there and just wipes him out. Just blows up the crawlers. Of course, that will make you very popular with people.
Well, if we turn Subutai, then we can take his forces and my forces and go through the crawlers and clean them out.
Okay. Who was it?
Well, let's assume.
Who was it? Subutai that had those vending machines installed everywhere?
Nagomi and Bill.
No, that
was Nagomi.
The Baron had them installed. But Nagomi bought the explosives and Subutai altered them. And then they were installed.
Maybe we should just blow the remaining ones up with faulty vending machines. Nobody really seemed to care that the vending machines blew up the entire other fleet.
That's interesting. And I'll tell you why I like that, because it gets Jason involved right away. You can get involved in that. You can get involved in that. Roy could probably figure out a way to get involved in that.
Roy could.
So instead of an all-out assault,
why would we want to blow up the crawlers when all we need to do is kill the Naven without crippling?
I don't know. Why would we want to do that, Mr. Find the Prophet?
Sends a message.
Yeah, if they're not getting anything out of the ground, there's no profit.
Maybe we try to just blow up the specific areas where the Naven are and not completely destroy the crawlers. It disables them and they have to be repaired.
Sounds like a military raid.
Well, we've already gotten the inside of the maintenance crew.
Well, you can circle them up again, but. So,
are we pretty much decided we're going to take action?
I think so.
I think we're taking action. I think
people want to take action because, I mean, it'll be fun. We'll be able to figure something out. Now, if you got somebody you want to circle up, you want me to excuse my language. Sorry, had a couple beers in about 15 minutes here.
And he's looking at Roy.
Well, hello, Roy. Sorry about that. Jeff Bond. Been a long time for one of those.
Serious consideration. To do this, we need a conflict. So that means whoever's going to do that can't be building anything. So we got to make sure
beliefs.
Huh?
Changing beliefs in Subutai and all that we're talking about?
Well, but I don't know if we need to change Subutai's belief, but it depends. I mean, what is Subutai...
Of course, it depends on...
How is Subutai going to react to this? I mean, I think what we want to do is nullify Subutai right out of the gate. I mean, Jason had the right idea, but he was killing my belief when he did it. Well, and by the way, we need to rethink beliefs after we come up with this.
Yeah, we're at the beginning of a
maneuver. Yeah, if we come up with this, so...
I don't think we need to mess with Subutai. Why don't we do that to Nagomi? Subutai's already got enough conflict. He's not going to be that big of a player.
What do we have on Nagomi as the player in here, and what is she going to get for us? I mean, Subutai, I know why we want to go after Subutai, because Subutai's the leader of the ground forces. What do we know about Nagomi?
I thought the Baron was the leader of the ground forces.
No, well, he's the leader of the planet. He's sort of over Doug and over Subutai and everything. But what do we know about Nagomi? I mean, as players, what do we know about Nagomi and her involvement in all this? Do we know she's Valen?
You said players, so.
I'm sorry. As characters, what do we know about that? What do we know about her?
She's devious and likes to spend money on explosives.
She's about the explosives.
That's like half the people at this table. So, what? Yeah, but true. But what? How does? I mean, mostly it's true. A good point. But what? Mostly. As the characters, how do we get there?
I don't know what I. What would Nagomi get us as far as taking out the Naven?
Yeah.
Or whatever take action or we're planning on doing.
Well, she would know when the next group would be here, how they're going to actually get everything for the Naven there.
But that feels more like another assess than a take action. Take action. We got the information. Now we're going
to. Yeah, I thought we went to all this trouble last time to find out where the Naven were and to lock them down. Let's kill the Naven.
Yeah.
Kill the Naven.
I mean, I think...
Spirit Magic Helmet.
Spirit Magic, yeah. Why don't we want to... Let's quit screwing around, man. Let's do something. Let's go get them.
Let's try and have a firefight this time.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was...
Yeah.
But see, that's... Yeah. Okay.
I do.
Do all that... Him and Hall and Jeff was pointing at Doug because he knows that Doug wants to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what the whole next phase is all about. So
it's ship battles
and stuff.
Yeah, that's what invasion's about. So
work on my piloting.
So if you want, how do y'all want to go about doing this? I mean, we could just send the ground troops in if we get Subotai on our side to do this. I mean, the other side is.
Well, there's
if Subotai goes, we bring in our own plant, stick them in there, we circle up somebody who is a suitable replacement, who is Derricon. Subotai goes, and then that guy is our puppet.
Well, we don't even need to mess with all that, really. Roy could try and circle up some underworld thugs. Joe could try and circle up some militant Kern. I could try and circle up some merchant bodyguards, all sorts of things that we could try to build a troop force for then Doug to say, okay, let's go beat something into the ground.
Okay. That sounds good, too.
And subverting Subotai still fits into that plan. Could still fit into that plan of you going and twisting his mind around your little finger and going... You want to send troops there and kill Nathan, don't you? Yes, you do. Good boy.
All right.
Did we decide?
Yeah, we're going to take action.
Okay.
Would you grab me one of those pencils over there?
And? What are you going to do,
Fleck?
I'm sure you're going to do a conserve.
I thought about it.
See, that's... You can't... Telling him last week... You can't try to figure out what Todd's going to do. Just do what we're going to do, and we'll just deal with it.
Actually, I even toyed with another take action.
You did what?
Toyed with another take action.
Don't you have to do another assess for that?
Once you assess once, you don't have to assess and then do, and assess and then do. All you got to do is assess once. As long as you succeed in the assess, then you can do all the other actions.
Provided your take action fits your assess.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready.
I was already ready.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I did a lot of mine last week, so.
I got one.
I hear that's the
one. So that's ready for, that's
ready
that's,
for me. That's good enough for me.
That's Roy ready.
It's good
that's
enough
Roy
for me.
Ready.
Good enough for government work.
Sam Adams. Coastal Ale.
So somebody's already got their beliefs.
I don't know. Always act in the current best interest. Prime Corps rule with corruption. Assist any and all resistance. Assist Gaius with any opposing actions against Prime or Valen. And Vox's mind, they are pretty much the same thing.
That's just not right.
Mm. Why?
Why would you want to do that? Because then you're going against me.
Speak up, Todd.
You're going against me, Joe. I don't like that.
Instincts are basically the same. If I find who bombed the current, I'll kill him. Always seek guidance from the Philosopher's Guild. Always trust the Hammer Forces.
All right. Roy?
No.
No, as in you don't have anything, or just no? I don't.
Go on with your life.
I'm not playing.
I got one belief right now. Keep going. Come back to me, please.
Jason?
Jeff, working on it.
Belief one, protect Faisal. He is the Empire. That is
That's a slight change. Number two, convince Subutai to destroy the Naven on the planet. Belief three, I can save Ookla. Instinct one, always reboot before conferring with them. It's the same. If threatened with physical force, force the attacker's mind with psychology. Fry their brain. And instinct three, always have a connection with Ookla.
Always have a connection with Ookla. Okay. Doug.
Well, I have two.
Okay.
The Naven are locked in the crawlers. Search the crawlers and destroy the Naven.
Okay. We don't need to search. We know exactly where they're at.
Well, okay.
Destroy the Naven.
And, Nagomi is out to smear my name. Convince the masses that you are the better choice.
Nagomi is out to smear your name?
Faisal. Faisal has smeared your name.
Okay. Faisal.
Has tried to smear your name. I mean, yes. He issued
with rainbows name. And...
And I approve this message.
That's right.
Okay, Faisal is out to smear my name. Convince the masses you are the better choice.
Lord Gwyn, where was he when the Naven came?
That is about right. That is about right.
Unfortunately, the next thing that's shown is him shooting Naven.
That's right.
He's a flip-flopper.
It's a little girl in a field of daisies and a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, she's running. It's just and then all you flash. See, it's just a right. Silhouette with a...
And then you see, like, two smoldering sandals.
That's right.
Oh. Shown only once.
And I do have the opening scene, and I wish I knew somebody who could draw really, really well, because I have the perfect scene of the opening for the last phase. So... Or the last of this when everything shows up. So, anyway.
Thank God this game isn't railroaded.
No, no, not at all.
Nuke Bill? The planet. It's the only way to be sure.
Right, okay.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay, Bill?
Yes?
Your turn.
Beliefs.
Beliefs?
Okay. My first belief is Duke Frost is a devious soul. Help him root out the Naven.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that. I have to admit, it sounded a little sketchy.
The first sentence couldn't go anywhere.
Indeed.
You're waiting for me to squeal.
Second belief is win Talos to my service. And third, of course, is better living through chemistry.
Never changing that one, huh?
Not unless something comes along that appeals.
All right. Roy, I guess we're waiting on
me and Jason.
Okay.
And one more from Doug.
Gotta wait and see if they have something to jump onto. Otherwise, it's nuke it from orbit.
It's the only way to be sure.
It's the only way to be sure.
That is an option.
There's a tweet somebody posted today. Said, I bought Prometheus. It had an alternate ending and middle. And beginning. And title. In fact, it was called Aliens. Forget who tweeted that.
Did anybody get that by any chance and see the different ending? I had it in my hand at Walmart, and I said,
I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I'm not going to.
That email that we sent around about what the movie meant, I think that was a genius description of what the movie was about.
That was pretty astute analysis. Yeah.
I know I need to sit and watch it three or four times just to.
No, once will pretty much make.
No, I tell you, I want to see
it. I liked it.
I liked it, but there was
they ruined Aliens, didn't they?
No, they didn't ruin Aliens.
It was goofy.
Spoiler.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Oh, by the way, Prometheus is a.
I think everybody knows.
Everyone.
I know it was a prequel to Aliens. Sorry, I hate to.
It's not really a prequel.
Hey, the ship sinks.
Yeah, I mean, because there's...
It's more like an explanation of why they found the ship there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really. Ship? What ship? They found a ship?
Wow. And aliens.
I could go on and on about
an alien.
Wrong alien. With that
matter. Yeah, there's... People do nothing for stupid reasons. Constantly. Yeah. The best team on the planet.
and they're taking their helmets off, you know, for no reason. They're playing with deadly
goo.
Space
yeah.
goo.
Yes, oh, but you then you lose the metaphors.
You would totally do that.
You're a complete moron. No protocol. No.
It was terrible.
Well, you know, terrible space movie. Had become commonplace. Oh, it's so, about space. Sound, I'm sorry.
Sounds like a episode of one of our games.
No.
No one would ever write a movie like this.
Yeah.
No one would ever play a podcast all right, game. Give me some actual play this game way.
Give me some feedback on these. We are at a tactical disadvantage. I will stockpile weapons for the future.
Great. Doesn't affect the immediate maneuver. Yeah. You asked for feedback, and I just and I'm giving it to you. Okay.
Find Prime Core stockpile of Claudium. And the reason that's all I'm going to do is because I don't know if I want to steal it or destroy it.
Is there any way you could tie that in with Subutai? Either of those with Subutai, like the weapons with Subutai, somehow that you're stockpiling...
Steal Subutai's weapons.
Yeah, or...
He's only got a few. He's just one person.
Oh, no, steal Darkhone weapons.
Steal weapons from the Darkhone Empire?
Yeah. Subutai's in
commandeer.
Steal.
Commandeer the shipments. Yeah, if you say steal, it's like, oh, hey, what's that over there? Huh? Thanks for your gun. You know.
Thanks for all your nuclear missiles.
Yeah.
And the fish.
Salami, thanks for all the fish. Assist the Hammerlord in destroying the Naven.
What are you going to do, though?
It wouldn't be a personage.
Well, no, but let me ask you. I'm just throwing that. What do you see your role in the maneuver as we've talked about it?
Nothing at all.
Fair enough.
I don't see anything.
You're not going to try and circle up underworld guys to get on the ship to help kill Naven.
I can do that if that's the way we end up going.
Well, if you write a belief about it, then that's the way you'll end up going.
Because you'll push it.
Then.
Because that's
circling up guys. Fine, I can circle up guys.
You don't have to.
I don't care if I do or not. If it doesn't give me fate, I really don't care.
I'd argue with that.
I mean, I really
doesn't
don't care.
Mean you won't try.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be the support guy. Whatever anybody else needs, I will do it. I'm not going to be pushing. I know Jeff's getting a headache from this. My character's not going to be pushing the game in any way, shape, or form.
Heaven forbid you pursue a belief.
I'll be pursuing all these beliefs.
Would you give me some Claudium?
But,
huh? I feel the same way. Boxes.
What?
We've made sure Vox is completely pointless in the game now. Thank you, Todd.
No, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I like the color. I don't like the general aspects of the game, the board game aspects of this. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Board game aspects. I like being the guy who just sits around and helps out. So what? I'll help out. Okay. It's killing Jeff. I know it's killing Jeff.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. I just, I no, it's good. It's fine. The statements of both you guys say just indicates that you have beliefs, you pursue the beliefs, and you want to drive the game. You guys just want to be reactive, and that's okay. But that's what it is. I mean, the beliefs are there for you to say, this is what I want to happen in the game and to drive the game. And when you say, I don't like the game, I'm just going to be reactive, well, you're not really giving it. The rules are shot, I don't think. Because you're not really actively pursuing.
We've been playing the game for 2 years, I mean, and I'm having fun sitting around here telling the story with you guys.
Plus, there's six of us. We can't all be the driving force of every maneuver. Every
let's be honest. Joe has been the driving force of the first half of this whole game.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it.
Until you nullified his character.
Until I nullified his character.
Oh, when I wasted.
Until I knew it. And then I put a rubber band around his balls, and that was it.
Well, they just dropped the
last maneuver. He was the cause of everything.
Does he have
I understand that. I'm playing with Joe. But pistol. My thing is that, you know, obviously except for Bill, because Bill wasn't here, but for...
And you know, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I should.
I mean, everybody has been involved. Some people a little bit more than others, just because...
Some people a lot more than others.
Well,
but that's fine.
That's okay.
I don't want to bring people's fun down. Like Jeff, it is fun watching you over there doing all the machinations. I enjoy the hell out of that. I don't want to bring it down. I don't want to argue about the game anymore. My character is going to be a support character.
I don't have a problem with that. And I'm not, it's not like I'm not having fun.
You make this game.
It's not like anything's changed since we started the game, though.
Yes.
I mean, not to knock you at all, but from the get-go, Roy's always been in the background. So
yeah, I know.
I realize you're trying to draw him out. Maybe 22 games too late.
25 plus the first one.
You know, just 22.
No, this dead horse is going to get up and run.
No.
I'm going to keep beating him. I just think it's funny because Roy says he doesn't like the game, doesn't like the overarching, but he's never really tried to
take it,
yeah, for what it was worth, other than to say, I'm going to screw over the psychologist. I hate psychologists and screw them. There's stuff that's come up that I've...
You were in the first phase!
There's stuff that's come up, where I'm like, oh, I got a really good belief, and just everything else around things happen, and I'm like, well, if I try to push this belief, I feel like I'm screwing everything else up, because then, you know, we're not going to get the points at the end, and then I'm going to get yelled at, and so I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with it. Hey,
stop yelling at Roy.
I understand your reasoning on that. It makes perfect sense. I mean, I do have to point out that never stopped Jeff.
I know I never, but Jeff is a different player. I wish I could be more like Jeff, but
he's coming up to third.
I'm just not going. Subutai needs to go. Remove him when you can.
You want
to
be a bully?
I
don't think he's a bully.
Just a joke.
Now, that is funny when he pulled that out on you.
Hurt my feelings.
It was funny, though.
You hurt Fox. Vox has not been...
Hey, I'm not rehashing this crap with you again, all right? You're out. You're no longer in the circle of trust, dude.
I hate this game. This game makes me hate yourself my friends.
Lucky. Count yourself lucky. He rehashes with me all the time. Of course, I usually instigate.
He doesn't even talk to Vox anymore.
I've never known you to instigate anything.
Prince Dynamite over here.
No.
I feel like I instigate... Well, I jab a finger at Jeff a lot.
I'm just being facetious.
Oh. Mm. You can't do facetious deadpan.
I do.
Okay.
I do everything deadpan. I have a very unexpressive face.
All right, are we ready to go? Alex is pulling out
43
his hair.
43 minutes in, Alex has already skipped.
Right? Alex is pulling out his hair.
All right, Alex, here's...
He's not even out of the shower yet.
Here's the Baron's beliefs. Use Prime to replace Tevison with Vasuki.
Now say it louder.
Use Prime to replace Tevison with Vasuki. Direct money to the Empire. Directly to the Empire. Cease all supply and funding to Lord Quinn.
So you're setting up your own underground.
Kind of.
Okay.
And four is always the same. Anyone in the way the Emperor is an enemy is absolutely correct and should be followed without question or hesitation.
Thank you.
Number one, for Nagomi, is stop all funding of Hammer forces. Two, increase funding to Anvil forces under Subutai. Three is make the Veilon the best option for everyone. That's the same.
It's Nagomi's, right?
Yep.
Okay, so now I'll just go ahead and destroy the Claudium.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. About time you started playing.
Step it up.
Welcome to the game, Roy.
Welcome to the
fight. I tell you,
you're right.
Joe pulls out a one-liner.
Your rival was 22 games ago.
Yeah, for Roy, this is 2011.
Wow. Let's see.
It's cliche, but that just happened.
We had 16 games of the first phase. This is the 26th game of this phase.
Shut up, Roy.
26 games?
Of this?
Of this phase.
In this phase?
Are you sure that's not total?
That can't be right.
That can't be right.
There's no way.
I've been numbering all the games as we play every week, and I'm counting 24 total.
For both phases?
For everything.
I was going to say, that's half a year, and I know we haven't been playing a half a year.
Mm-mm. Oh, you're right.
This will all be edited out.
I leave most of my mistakes in there. No, I...
Just
I
like mine.
Started yeah, it makes up, you look like a saint.
I started renumbering when I started the new tab for the usurpation, but then I reverted the old numbering. My fault.
So we're like doing what they did with Fantastic Four?
They went from yeah.
1 to 500, and then 1 to 12, and then back again, and then back, and then back again.
Fantastic Four is not the only one that does that.
Oh, I know.
We're about to all go to number one.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel?
Yep.
Yeah, they'll renumber it in another
really?
Year.
Really?
Yeah. They'll renumber it in another year. Don't worry about it. When
gonna,
something gets close to the...
We're going
to
do better than DC. Ours is called 53.
It's called Now.
One better.
It's called Now.
Is that what they're calling?
Mm-hmm. Marvel Now.
Exclamation.
Mm-mm. No, screw all that. New Universe.
Oh, yeah. EP7, baby.
Do you know why they did the new universe in the first place?
They had it was 25th anniversary or something, wasn't it?
That's no, in the first place.
Why?
Because they were afraid they were going to lose all the rights to all their characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of lawsuits with creators at the time. Mm. But thank you, Jim Shooter, for giving me Cyforce.
Okay. Who wants to start?
Do we have beliefs from everybody?
And I got two of mine. One's help guys destroy the Naven. Two is Vox is a true leader. His word will go unquestioned.
Hear that?
Vox. Still hanging in there.
Vox. Everyone loves Vox.
Mm. You can make Talos do anything.
He's just a fan favorite, I think.
Pretty much a fan favorite, yes.
He's got one fan. Me.
Well, two then. You and Jason. Anybody got a move?
Sticker around here somewhere?
Supertie is number one.
Finishes, please.
I got one more.
Help Roy destroy the Claudium. You don't have anything else.
Or secure some Claudium before Roy destroys it.
Secure your own stockpile.
Yes, stockpile your own Claudium before it's destroyed.
That I turn into cash on hand.
You now have 300 cash on hand.
Keep
throw the fox in the hen house, but have you thought about, has Roy, have you thought that maybe you should have a belief of talking Gaius into nuking it from orbit?
Yeah, but that's kind of like, hey Gaius, nuke it from orbit. Okay. Sure! That's how much talking it's going to take.
Well, or convince Gaius not to nuke it from orbit. Because if you nuke it from if you nuke it from orbit, there's no Claudium.
That's what he wants right now, though.
Is it?
Destroy all Claudium.
Except my own personal stash.
Why would a black market guy want to destroy something as valuable as Claudium? And I'm just asking.
It becomes even more valuable then, though.
Yeah, but it's already.
Yeah, but how valuable is it if there's none of it?
All right, I got my third one.
Oh, it's. Skyrockets if you follow the laws of economics. All right,
the Claudium is a bargaining chip. Don't let Avon destroy it.
Well, as long as only rich people have Claudium, eventually poor people will have enough to live on.
Trickle down Claudium.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, at that point, which becomes cheaper? Claudium or your own crawler?
If you destroy all the Claudium? Crawlers aren't even useful if you don't have Claudium because it's all gone.
I'm not talking about destroying the planet.
He's talking about the supply.
Supply. If all the crawlers are gone.
So destroy all the existing Claudium.
Yeah.
It's the, well.
That's what I got.
He did say stockpile.
The stockpile.
Okay, the stockpile.
Okay, look. This was all done in Goldfinger. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Jeff, go first.
Does anybody else want to go?
I think you should go.
Do you want to go?
I don't care. I will contact Prince Vasuki.
Go ahead.
And I will say...
Are you using conventional?
Interstitial?
No.
Okay.
What am I, a savage?
Mm.
Are you kidding? What is this, the Dark Ages?
Interstitial?
Yeah.
It might be something else. It could turn into a conflict. I say, dear Prince, I request your assistance.
I know that our, shall we say, acquaintances have decided that it is best that Subutai be removed from the situation, so in order to better go after the Valen. However, as you and I know, that changing horses, you remember horses, quadrupeds in the midstream is probably a bad idea. I think it would be best if you and I were to seek an audience with Subutai and convince him, by whatever means necessary, to assist us in our cause and destroy these Naven on the planet. I think it would be best if the two of us approach him, and of course we do this for the Darrakhan Empire. All hail the Darrakhan Empire. And to protect the Baron.
Is this
head to head?
Okay.
Yes. That's what we're asking, because he said, how are we doing this? And I said, I'm not a savage. Meaning, I'm not going to walk to his room and talk to him.
Oh, I missed that whole thing.
Yeah.
Or pick up an intercom.
Yeah, are you kidding me? What, are you kidding me? No, we're talking telepathic.
Okay.
So I would like you to go with me to persuade him on behalf of the Darrakhan Empire and the Kern, who have forsaken me, to convince Subutai to not only stay, but to help destroy these Naven and use the forces at his command to do so. Can I count on you, good prince?
Of course.
I will meet you there at his quarters.
Now comes the savage part.
And so you're going to whose quarters?
We're
going to
go talk to Subutai. What is Subutai's... He's an anvil lord. Does he have a...
He's an anvil lord now.
Captain.
He's an anvil captain, but he is an acting anvil lord.
We would like to go talk to him.
He's packing up, getting ready.
He's in his quarters.
Okay. Captain Subutai, I beg your forgiveness. Anvil lord Subutai. Greetings. The prince and I... wanted to talk with you briefly about the Naven threat. Oh, before I start talking to him, I want to detect the Naven within. I want to see if he has Naven in him. I'll see if he's been infected. As a psychology skill, I'm using psychology as my instinct. And I want to use it! Use it, use it!
Six.
Awesome. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. OB6.
Persuasion?
Nope.
Detect the Naven within. Human wise?
I don't have human wise.
You have human wise.
I want to fork in observation. And
what's observation going to do?
Watching his mannerisms.
Observation's for hidden.
Yeah, that's for finding somebody who's doing stealth.
Isn't it necessarily?
Skill used to spot concealed or hidden characters.
And that would have success, too. Well, I'll use...
aren't you linked? To see if he's got a helping die? Or
He doesn't... He can only give me a social die.
And since... psychology always thinks I can't actually give them that.
That's all right. I'll just do it with the six. Okay, what happens if I fail?
He thinks you're coming on to him.
You don't find one.
You think he's Nathan?
He's 100% Valen.
Sweet!
That's what you think.
Okay. I fail.
He's 100% Valen. You have never seen anybody more Valen in your life. Besides the Mukadish.
He's got tentacles hanging off the back of his neck.
But you know what? You know what's the creepiest thing about it?
What's that?
You really can't see into his head.
So 6 on a 6?
Yeah.
Let's see, so psychology. It's challenging, right?
Difficult.
Difficult. I think I can actually use that. Awesome. I relay that to him. I believe he's veiling. I think we should act and act now. I want to get into his head. I want to say, we need to talk. We can do this as a conflict or just building. I don't
Never know. Be without the tinfoil hat.
Instinct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an instinct.
You know, you could have gotten
You could have forgotten that.
Oh, I know.
He could be, you know, taking
off. Could have got some paper that way.
How you want to is this psychological?
I mean,
combat?
I got 3. It gives him +2. I failed anyway.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, unless you want. I mean, I'll fry him if you'll let me fry him as just a building role.
No, but
if
not you want to do building
conflict,
role.
Oh yeah, let's do conflict. All right, break him out. Break him out.
You want to have any call-ons for psychology?
You know I do.
Are they limited call-ons?
Hmm.
Are they limited? Like one per whatever?
No. Well, and okay. I think I think I can use it once per scene, though. I think.
Oh, okay.
What is the no. is the call genius? What's the call? What's the call, what's genius say?
It's a trait, right?
Yeah, it's a trait. Because that's a good point. I could reroll my failures.
If you want to, you don't have to use a call on.
Well, I mean, there's no. I mean,
call on for any non-martial, non-physical skill of the player's choosing. May be chosen during play, but once chosen,
cannot be unchosen.
Yeah. Attach that skill, maybe only use for that skill thereafter.
Can you use any time?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I'll use it now. Good point.
Oh, you're going to use it on the failure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can keep using it. That's a good point. I thought I could only use it once for...
5.
Oh, and I still don't get it.
No sixes?
No sixes. No sixes, so I still fail.
Okay.
And that's okay. That's okay.
God, you're rolling like Jason at the end of maneuver.
Hey, there's no reason to be hurtful.
Well, sorry, Jason. Roy, are you going to play this week, or do we need to tell you what to do again?
You need to tell me what to do.
You need to tell me what to do again. Okay. I appreciate it, actually.
Where's Joe when we need him?
All right, I need a...
Where's the psychology in here?
570-something. Right?
Duel starts on 584.
584, thank you.
I know psychology is up there.
What are you looking for? What are you...
I need a board there, one of your conflict. Sheets to conflict.
Your conflict.
You still do it as board. A social conflict.
Yeah, I was just, you were asking me for something, I wasn't paying attention. So
he was using hand gestures.
It's the universal sign for conflict sheet. I mean, come on. Yeah, everybody knows that. Me a,
I mean, it was dictated somewhere in Burning Wheel, I think.
Yeah, everything was in chapter 2, page 7, third frame.
You got dry erasing in here.
Uh-huh.
Any of these?
They're all drivers.
Yes.
I think.
Pretty much all of them.
Except for the pens. And pencils. Yeah.
The pencils are dry erase.
I can't argue with you on that. I have Crayola crowns that are dry erase.
I do too.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
It's dry erase.
I don't know
if you want to use this.
It's a lot better.
Sharpie makes a bunch of click pens now that are dry erase.
Okay, so we start off and
upstairs.
Skills and psychic body environment. Roll psychology and adds it to his will exponent. First standard rules. So I roll this and add it to my. He does not roll his body guard. Instead, he just
It's his will. This is.
He just doubles his will, and that counts as his body.
Oh, okay.
Awesome, Jeff. Conflict.
It's about time.
About time.
I go 8, 13, plus my will. Sorry, 3. I'm adding up the numbers. I'm getting a little excited. Sorry. Psychologist rolls. Hey, I'm a genius. 5, so that's 11.
Right.
You can't do that for generating the body of argument.
I can roll an anytime psychology, right? Psychologist rolls a psychology skill. I'm a genius.
I think you only use a call-in once per game. Or once per night
didn't,
or something.
Didn't say it on the thing.
No, only if they're specific.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, maybe not. I don't know. An unskilled victim counts as... It doubles as well. Oh, any barrier dice are added to the start of the, to the psychologist's body of argument. So I get to have my barrier dice.
So what are you up to now? 53? 54?
15.
100.
Okay.
And you're only rolling your barriers what now?
Four.
Four. It's normally
six.
Six or seven.
Six.
Six. Okay.
I've got two out. One to him. Or no, one to you and one to Ookla.
Yeah.
So what you going to do to him?
How many points does Subutai start with?
10.
10. Okay.
Subutai. Must.
From here, it looks like 11. I was wondering how you're getting an odd number.
Yeah, I had 5, and then I kind of wrote the 1 over the 5 and a 0, and the back half of the 0 didn't come through as much.
I'm going to change your belief, I think. Change your belief, you think that's the best thing?
Mm-hmm.
Subutai must marshal his forces under
Gaius
Quinn to destroy all Naven on the planet. Can you assist in this at all as a psychologist?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. No, can he assist in this at all? As a psychologist?
Can Pazuki? Can Bill?
I mean, I know that other people can't assist because they're not available. I know we talked about that last time.
Mm-hmm.
But since he's a psychologist, can he assist?
I can pierce his mind in the same way.
Oh, you could attack his mind, too, and give me a bonus, you know, to
just... I haven't found anything. I've been looking, but since I can do the exact same thing you're doing, it would seem to make sense that I could help you.
Would you need to be there?
I am there.
Oh, I didn't know you were there. I thought just Jeff went to have a...
No, that was the first interstitial.
Well, it was the first scene. I said, hey, come with me. We're going to go.
I know.
We're going to go attack the prince.
I'm sorry. The way I saw it was Jeff and Bill, Frost and Bazooki, were having a conversation in the head, right?
We were.
Mm-hmm. And then you got together and went to see...
The reason I'm akin not to allow assistance from another psychologist because this thing is already so skewed in your direction to begin with.
What's the point?
Well, that happens.
Well, I know that's the point.
With any dual wits with a skilled dueler against an unskilled dueler, it's the same.
Well, I know skilled dueler against an unskilled dueler, but there's nothing in here that says that it's okay to go ahead and have somebody. But there's nothing that's not.
Right.
Okay? I'll concede that fact. But that being said, since there's nothing in here that says either way, I'm going to say no.
Well, actually, there is, because helping skills help skills. You can help. The standard of the game is there is help, and you can help.
So, okay, hold on a second. Let me try to understand this. What would happen if Todd says yes? What would you do?
I give him a die.
He just gives me a helping die. He's basically... You know, we're communicating. This is
die.
He hears and sees what I'm forcing into his head,
okay. And
he reinforces it. So, and he's just adding a die to my attack, which I think makes sense since he is a psychologist. I don't think anybody else here could help necessarily.
Right. No, I understand that.
Mechanically, I give him a die and I get a test.
So if this was burning, wheel,
or if this was just dual wheel,
or if this was something else, it's just like a bloody versus.
Mm-hmm.
If Todd was standing there, sword out, you guys had your sword out,
mm-hmm.
would you be giving him a helping die then?
If I was helping him, yes.
Okay.
We both pull swords and attack an unarmed guy. He could give
me
helping
time. At the same time, if we haven't figured out what Subutai is going to win. Or...
Well, it doesn't matter. The question is, I mean, I don't think that necessarily matters. I think what matters is, because Todd had said, well, it's so slanted to one side. Well, yes, it is slanted to one side because psychologists can do that, but... You put my guy up against a guy with a sword, you know.
And you're a pincushion boy.
I'm a pincushion boy.
Here's the other thing. Even in a standard duel of wits, if it comes down to a duel of wits, one person can sit there and go, no, I'm not even going to do this. I'm walking away.
Yeah,
I don't have that option.
And I can still kill you with my sword if you walk away.
Well, right? I understand, but that's a different conflict.
And so's this. This is different from a regular duel of wits. But it's not different from helping.
Well, this is like a mental, physical combat more. Right. Because right? He's forcing his mind open with his mind. So this isn't one you can walk away from.
No, you cannot walk away from a psychologist doing it.
Right, but if you're trying to persuade him and he said, I don't listen to this, and he walks away, the two of them could gang up and just kill him. I mean, this is kind of the same thing, just on the mental scape, right?
Yeah, exactly, the same
thing. But if he wins the duel of wits, both of them suffer, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes,
that's true. I mean, if he were to win, we both suffer the consequences.
And we'd mock you forever.
Oh, my God, yeah, worst psychologist ever if that happens.
What was that guy you had at the very beginning, Jeff?
Jeff,
look at the real psychologist then.
He's just waiting.
Jeff just
you know what I'm thinking about? I'm two for two, dudes, without losing a point.
That's
so.
true.
Of course, I'm really funny. I'm funny by this rather than harmed, but
all he's
that's
ever
okay.
wanted to do for 26 games is what he's about to do now. And if he fails miserably.
Yeah.
The most disturbing thing about what Doug just said was he's holding his fist out.
And see, that's the thing. I mean, it's... I think he... Because if I didn't attack him mentally, he could.
Sure.
And there's nothing preventing us from both attacking him at the same time. So if you want to have two duels of wits at the same time and go through that, so you fight off him and me at the same time, it's just easier to say...
You don't have two duel of wits at the same time. You never have two duel of wits
know,
at the same
but
time.
And you know why not? Because one person can help and the other person attacks. That's why. I mean, it's the same thing in duels of wits.
All right.
And the
well,
same
then let me ask you something. If you don't have psychology, I'm standing in a room with 70 people, okay, and you walk in and you attack me psychically, mm-hmm. okay. Unless one of these 70 people have it's one on one.
Yep.
Period.
Right.
Other than the fact that we are connected already.
And you're already there looking for trouble.
And we're both there, and we know what we're doing.
Well...
I mean, we came here with this intent.
Oh, give him a die.
Give him the die? I'll remember that when they ask you to walk out an airlock.
They won't ask me. They'll just throw me in.
No. He'll throw you in. They'll say, don't you think that's a great idea?
Doug will throw me in because he thinks it's a great idea on his own.
Bye-bye.
He won't need any persuading. Doug hasn't had anybody throw an airlock in a while. He's getting itchy.
Hey, Roy, does this airlock feel cold to you?
Does it smell funny in here?
Does this rack smell like chloroform?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me shut the door.
By the way, that Goose Island Harvest Ale is really good.
Is it?
Quadruple recommendation.
Uh-oh. 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 Jason found the rules.
What do you mean? This one right here. The code. I don't know if they've got one or not.
I'm a code breaker. I don't know what you're talking about. But
which I think it, but is he?
I'm not a psychologist.
He's not a psychologist. He doesn't have to follow the code.
Do you have it?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm code breaker. Yeah, I've got the trait. I've got code and code breaker.
Okay. The psychologist code?
Yes.
And the psychologist code breaker?
I have both.
You kind of have to have the code.
Code breaker, right there.
Oh, is it die trait? Okay. All right.
Okay, what does that mean for us lay people?
The psychologist code?
It gives me infamous trait when I'm dealing with psychologists who know me.
Because you're a rebel.
Because I've gone into people's heads and messed them up.
Oh.
And psychologists are not supposed to do that.
It's supposed to.
It's bad.
Oh. It's not a nice thing to do.
No. That's why why do you think I'm on this rock? Out in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Have your die.
I think we covered this.
Take your die, he says.
Yeah, like 25 games ago, Jeff.
Nicky said to have a Coke and a smile. Yes.
Everyone complete it in your head.
All right.
Trying to avoid the sensors.
All right.
Welcome Since back. I test the same thing, it doesn't really matter what I test.
Just whichever one.
You're going to need dice.
Benefits you first.
What do you mean, whichever one benefits me first? I always test will.
Right. If you get one that benefits you, then it counts as a test.
For me?
If you get a difficult or a challenging, that's the one.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Actually, okay. I'm going to hold off on that. I was thinking about burning a persona right now, but I don't want to do that.
My statement of purpose is you will never enter my brain or anyone else in the Derricon Empire.
Okay. I can go with a compromise there. Just half the people in the Derricon Empire.
Okay, you can come into my brain, but nobody else.
That's a good compromise.
But you have to buy me dinner first.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine is as a Subutai must marshal his forces under Gaius Quinn to destroy all Naven on the planet.
Actually, and what's your volley?
Or maybe I should just say all Naven. Naven. I don't want to say all Naven on the planet.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, all Naven.
Oh man, you're
What's your volley?
Point.
Dismiss.
Yeah, good luck.
So, according to your belief right now, though, is that belief in global, not belief on sheep, is that he is a Valen.
Yes. I know.
So you're turning him into
a Valen, race Valen
traitor.
Color. Yes.
Seems fitting.
And
see, I just can't come up with stuff like that.
Okay.
Which
is, you?
Which is will.
You're not evil.
Five
inside. You know.
It's plus two for the dismiss. But and he's adding them personal.
But if he fails, I think he loses the next turn, right?
Yep.
Oh, I'll lose the next turn regardless.
Yeah.
he's going for compromise.
Yeah. You don't want to be associated with the Naven.
Well, these
kill
are
them.
Images.
I know. Kill them all. People are pointing at him. He's walking down the street, and the people are pointing at him, and they're going, Naven. And he's
children crying.
And he's screaming at you as loud as he can. Get out of my head, you piece of shit.
Wow.
How's that?
Wow, we gotta cut that now.
All right, you...
What are you rolling?
You ready?
I already did.
What are you rolling, Will?
No, you get out of my head, you piece of garbage.
What are you rolling? What are you rolling? Oh, and I'm rolling... Seven, eight. I'm rolling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sorry.
Scum.
7, ugly truth. And then 8 for him.
Okay. 7.
Handily.
Come on, 2, 3, 4. Genius.
Ooh, didn't help.
Great. So you're going to use the same skill over and over and over until you actually win a game?
Genius! Genius!
These points are going through, dude.
They're all going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'll burn the fate. I got 2 more.
You got 4 more.
Well, 4 more and then 2 more fate.
How many are you up to now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He's going to burn the fate for 2 dice on the 6.
Okay.
He needs.
Yes.
Let me translate for you.
Thank you.
He rolled 2 6s. He's going to burn the fate for 2 more dice.
Gotcha. He's going for the insta-kill.
He's a little excited.
Oh, babies. 9.
Okay.
So you only got...
3.
3 plus 2, right?
No, I had 2 extra dice.
Oh, it doesn't give you 2 extra successes.
No.
Okay, so that didn't go through.
Huh?
Sorry.
What do you mean it didn't go through?
It didn't. You got to double my this, right?
No, no,
no.
They're independent.
Oh, they're independent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Goes through.
That's a routine test, and since I need one, I'll go ahead
Wait,
and take it.
You got 3.
He got 5.
No,
no,
he
got
3.
Oh, sorry.
Three.
I got 12. Sorry. It's still a compromise. Not a big compromise, but it's a compromise. Wow, I got a compromise.
That's a big failure. I quit this game.
All right.
The game sucks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Psychology. Next one's point.
Just go ahead and roll.
You must be on the winning team. Join
just
us.
Go ahead and roll.
Persuasion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, I don't even need a persuasion. I'll just use psychology. 3.
Okay, back on.
Thank you. I don't think I get anything out of that. Okay, so I went from 15 to 12.
15 to 12, so you lost 3, so you lost 20%?
Well, 15 times 15, 3 and 15?
3 divided by 15.
Is 1/5, 20%.
20%, okay. minor compromise. I never understand it. They say if you lose a tenth or less, there's no compromise. But if you lose a third, there's a minor compromise. Well, there's
big difference.
Yeah, 23% in between.
How about this? I will not.
I'll stay out of your head.
No. I want to be in his head. But he said, "Or the Darrow Empire."
Now, wait a second. He's not Valen.
I know he's not.
Well, you know now. No. Your psychology test at the beginning said that he was Valen when you failed it.
I know.
Okay. Crisis of faith.
I still think he's Valen.
No, you don't. Not anymore.
Oh, I don't? Okay.
No.
You've been in his mind.
You're in his head.
You just ripped it open.
Yeah.
You just realized you're not as good a psychologist as you think you are.
You just ripped his head open and took a dump on his brain.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm just telling you is that you realize I was wrong. I'm a code breaker, and God, do I suck.
I was a code breaker before.
You still suck.
And I was a code breaker the last two times I got people's
heads. And you still suck then.
Oh, what do you want? What do you think is a good compromise, Todd?
No, you didn't even tell me what your compromise was going
to
be.
I tried to, but then I said, oh, he's not available. I go, okay. Doesn't change what I was trying to do anyway.
All right, go ahead.
I would suggest that I, because of this, stay out of my head, don't get into Derek Khan. I will not force myself on anyone who is Derek Khan. I'm thinking like royal family, nobles.
Okay. Or no nobility.
I mean, which would include Baron Faisal,
mm-hmm.
but I'm already in his head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I didn't force myself in there. I won't force my way.
No,
in.
He wants you out of his head. I mean, that was.
No, but you don't get everything you want because mm-hmm. you get a little bitty compromise.
But yeah, but you're saying
I won't force myself into the head of any more Darrakhan nobles.
Okay.
Any more?
Any other? And into any? I won't force myself into Darrakhan nobles. And
so everybody brings in now is a Darrakhan noble.
You're basically saying you will not initiate a psychic duel against any Darrakhan noble.
Right. I won't.
Mechanically.
Mechanically. I'm not going to force myself. Well, here's the thing. I'm already in Baron Faisal's head.
That wasn't a psychic duel.
I know it was.
But I mean, that isn't now a psychic duel.
No.
Yeah,
not
but
now.
If I want him to do something in the future. See, I'm suggesting I'm already there.
Right. Well,
you're already there, but he can still say no. He can still say
he
no.
He can say no, but I'm still in his head.
I know you're in his
but
head.
We're talking about two different things there. We're talking about two separate things. Because the results of the psychic duel are changing beliefs, instincts, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into somebody's head is completely different.
No.
Because I can forge a connection without a psychic duel.
But he's not giving you a belief or an instinct. He's just saying, don't do this. And that's what the book says he's entitled to do as the victim. If he wins, he can say, you will never enter my head again. You don't have a belief or an instinct about it. You just have a table agreement that your character will never enter his head again.
Right, but that's what we're trying to work out. What is the table agreement? Because he did lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a big way.
Well, he wanted was a big thing.
I know, and he gets a concession. He gets a concession. So we'll put it to a minor concession.
And that's the point, because I asked for
I'm still unsure of what you're putting forward.
Well, I don't know what he... I just want to make sure we understand what our terms are here. We're talking about mm-hmm. you won't... I'm in the head
that's
of Baron Faisal, who is like the noblest noble in the area.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Right.
I don't know what you're...
I still think I can initiate a psychic duel with him because I'm already there. I'm already in his head.
Okay, so terminology-wise, your compromise that you're offering would be, I will not enter any Darrakhan noble's head that I'm not already in.
I will not force myself into any Darrakhan noble's heads
Wait a second, though. What he wanted to begin with was that
everybody.
You get out of my head, and you don't get in anybody else's head. And
in the Darrakhan Empire.
And as a minor compromise, you're saying, I won't get in anybody else's head. That's a major compromise.
What he's saying, in anybody else's head... Of the nobility.
Which is what you're going to agree to, which is half of what he wanted. That's a major
No, that was a huge thing. I mean, that he could...
He means that he said the Darrakhan Empire.
I mean,
everybody.
That goes from the street sweeper all the way up to the emperor. Mm. Nobody.
Right, and all I'm saying is...
Arguably, anyone within the Darkon Empire, not necessarily belonging to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so what I'm suggesting is, I forced this person, who I would really like anyway. I made a mistake. And so maybe I shouldn't be forcing myself into the nobility of the Darkon Empire. That doesn't mean I'm not going to force myself into the head of, like, random Joe Blow Darkon dude.
Mm-hmm. Like, but Subutai.
Like, no, Subutai's not... Yeah, Subutai's not random Joe Blow dude.
But he's not noble either.
I think by making him an anvil lord, it makes him noble. I think
that's an arguable statement.
I think arguably he has.
If it's made a permanent position, then that would stand to reason. But
no.
But I don't think he accepts him because that was the two part of his statement: stay out of my head, nobody in Darkon Empire. He doesn't get him. I got him.
What are you talking about?
You're already there.
I know. What I'm saying is I can't.
I can root around
in his skull now at will, regardless of the compromise.
Well, even at that point, if you say nobility, he's not part of the nobility right now. He's not.
Okay, all right. Well, as long as we understood that, because I thought he was promoted to nobility by the Baron.
Well, he's promoted to a title, but he's not nobility.
He hasn't been invested.
Right.
Okay.
I can put you in the House of Lords, but that doesn't mean you were born.
Okay.
You're part of the royal family.
From this point forward, I will not force myself into the head of any Darkon nobility.
All right.
That you're not already in.
That I'm not. Well, from this point forward.
Well, rules are...
I'm already in them.
I'm just trying to get the legalese right, because there's a case to be made if you stop where you stopped. You can't do his mind because... You can't invade his mind, the Baron's mind, because you promised not to.
Well, I'm already there.
Yes, but you're not swinging a sledgehammer. You're just present. It might be a reach, but...
Well, I mean, you guys help me out with this. I mean, I'm not...
I just think...
Because... how do you say that?
That I'm not already in.
That I'm not already... All right.
And, you know...
You won't...
Any new, fresh minds. Yeah, I won't force myself into any new... I won't freshly forge any new unwanted connections with the nobility.
Oh, wow. Now you need to bring the Emperor in.
Here's the thing. I will no longer force myself into any of the Darkon nobility. That just can no longer means it's already there. I've already forced it.
Well, that was sort of as long as the
GM and you agree.
I'm
just trying to concise it down to rather than.
I mean,
you know,
I'm in the Baron's head,
mm-hmm.
and you have no intention of getting out.
And I want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Got a place to put up.
It's a very powerful feeling.
Nice place to keep my keys?
Yes, it is.
By the door.
In a little bowl.
And the only people that are in nobility, I think, are him.
Bill,
the Baron, and me. Darkon nobility. Currently. That are really important.
Darkon nobility? Yeah, I believe that's right.
How much does that cost?
Becoming
a noble.
But see, the question is...
It's a trait.
You're not in my head.
But the question is, you're in mine.
It is.
We have a connection.
Yes.
So, are you included in that since we're not... Since it's not, I mean, we're already in each other's head. It's not like I'm coming out of the blue.
Well, but you're not in my head. You get the backwash because I'm in yours.
Really? Backwash? That's kind of gross. All right. No new nobility. All right. I'm not going to go after any more Darkon nobility.
Okay.
That I don't have a connection with as it stands.
Okay.
Which means he's in it, you're in it. I mean, the connections I have, I can still go after you guys, but if I want to.
And the Baron.
What he meant by
that. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm pointing at Todd. The Baron and the Prince, but everybody else.
See me right now, Todd Subutai.
Yeah, I will avoid the nobility.
We need to give him hats.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
A little Subutai hat, a little...
I want to see him in the golden hat.
Paper mask and sticks so I can hold him up.
That's it. That's exactly what I need.
Okay, so as a minor compromise, I'm going to decide, you know, I'm not going to get, not going to force the minds of any new nobility, newly force, the minds of any Darkon nobility. Everybody sort of understand what that means?
I think everybody understands what that means.
Okay. And that probably wouldn't force the mind of Bill anyway.
Because I like
you. He'll turn on you.
He's going to kill you.
After you turn on me, I will definitely turn on you. Like Joe did.
Plenty of room in the airlock for both of you.
Joe, what are they talking about? Nothing. Get out of my head.
No, I didn't. I told you to shove this dice up your bum. Boom. I did not say get
just
out
as long
of my
as
head.
You put me in a separate airlock from everyone else, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay, so deal. We change his belief.
We'll clean Boom. It out in between.
Right?
Cool. Okay. Some genius
Prince.
Communicator and personal shuttle.
Prince. Prince.
Okay, Captain.
No, that's Michael. Oh, Suki. I say, thank you. This has been a most productive conversation. Please notify Gaius Quinn that he should have forces available to him to raid the crawlers. And tell him to contact Subutai and make sure this happens ASAP. We need to make sure he contacts Subutai to make sure this happens as soon as possible.
All right, now, tell me what you want the belief to be again.
Subutai must marshal his forces under Gaius Quinn to drive the Naven out.
So you said destroy.
Or to destroy all the Naven. To destroy all the Naven. Yeah,
yeah. I will marshal forces under Quinn to destroy all Naven.
Yes.
All right?
Okay. Under the command of Gaius Quinn, if that helps.
Okay.
Probably not.
Oh. All right. Does anybody else want to go? Because this is...
Oh. I'll go.
I'm going to have to think about this for a while. How I'm going to handle it.
I will go.
Station.
All right. Hello, nurse.
And the maintenance station command center.
All right.
I'm so glad you could meet
which
me.
Which I'm sure Talos is assuming pretty much command of at this point.
Okay.
Okay. What?
Talos, how goes it, friend?
Everything's locked down. We know the location of the Naven. We're just waiting for Gaius to do his deed.
Well, what I'd like to do is perhaps we should scour the maintenance records and send Gaius the exact coordinates of the remaining crawlers on the planet.
I can do that.
You can what?
I can do that.
Very good. You want to have him? You want to have a conference call with him? Should we do a webinar?
Go to meeting.
We need sponsors.
I know.
Yeah. Give Microsoft a sponsor.
I feel like we're the portal. So.
Okay, so let's call Gaius.
Okay.
Hello, Gaius.
Gentlemen.
Me and Talos have obtained data regarding the coordinates of the remaining crawlers on the surface.
Excellent.
We assume it might be in your best interest to take note of the geographical locations in case you need to plan any sort of offensive maneuver to get rid of the Naven on board the remaining crawlers.
And how many are there?
Six.
There's six.
Six remaining crawlers left?
Yeah.
There are six. My only request would be to, before you make any offensive strikes, if I could have the opportunity to get the Kern miners off of each one before you blast them to smithereens.
Well, absolutely. And more than that, I would ask that you were present when we finally destroy the Naven.
I would love to be. Okay, guys, stand by for a transmission from Talos. We will talk soon, good friend.
Sounds great.
And scene.
Oh, okay.
Just right. Interstitial.
Okay.
That'd be signals to send that information.
I think we're going
to go. I say just go. Yeah. I mean, yes, there's no sense in testing that. Anyone else? Roy?
Roy, do something supportive, but
non-confrontational?
But non-confrontational. And non-eventive that Jeff will approve of.
Do something that makes you stand out.
I want Jeff's approval.
Just do something that doesn't make Jeff mad for once. Go ahead, Todd. You got something you want to do?
I did. That's the nature of the game. I mean, you sit there and you have something in your head and somebody else does something. No. I mean, that's...
I have an interstitial.
Do it. You're up.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Do your interstitial.
I would like to communicate with Lord Gaius.
Absolutely. My door is always open.
Oh, Lord Gaius, so nice of you to agree to meet with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Come in, sit down. Pull up a chair.
No,
don't put your feet on my desk.
Small office. I remember those from a long time ago.
Suki needs to be louder in his pomposity.
It's very very cozy. You have a very cozy office. It's very quaint.
it's a very utilitarian room. Yes, I see. It suits you well. I have a present of sorts for you.
Well, that's not necessary. But it's welcomed.
Subotai. What's his title right now?
He's a...
Anvil Lord.
Anvil Lord, yes, thank you.
Anvil Lord Subotai is currently disposed to be your servant in the matter of rooting out the Naven.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yes. I would suggest getting contact with him quite rapidly before he can be sidetracked.
Belief changes.
Before his mind is changed for him?
Yes. He's quite deliberate at this point in removing the Naven and should be very useful to you.
Well, excellent. That'll fit right in with my plans.
And also I would like to avail you of any service I can render. Limited though they might be, I would put myself to your disposition.
Well, I know you're not a military man, and you're more of a thinker and a businessman, but how would you like to symbolically lead one of the teams on the ground force?
From up here, I hope?
Well, I thought maybe you could take more of a hands-on position on the ground.
My hands were not meant for that kind of work, but I can definitely put proper equipment in their hands.
Dark under the fingernails, you know.
Maybe you can help in another way. I'd like to get a film crew in here to video us as we go on our historic raid to destroy the Naven on this planet.
Oh, a commercial.
Exactly.
Yes. I know those. Very crass. But effective on occasion. I will see what I can do to arrange that.
That would be excellent.
Yes, indeed. So glad to help.
And in return, I would be happy to help you in any way I could.
Oh, I would love to get my hands on some claudium. I need to do some research.
How much do you need?
Yes.
I'll see what can be done about that.
Excellent.
Excellent.
How bad was my volume? So I feel like it was quiet.
You're very quiet.
I know I'm being quiet right now, but...
Are you done?
You're very quiet.
He can boost.
I can boost him a little bit.
Are you done?
Yeah. Okay. I know.
All right. I want to do an interstitial.
With?
The Baron will be the one originating it. Nagomi is in there with him, and she calls the prince in. He calls the prince in.
Which prince?
Him, Vasuki. He's the only prince, I believe. No, you're a prince too. That's right. I forgot.
Yep.
Jason's not a prince.
Yeah, but he's not Derricon. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm pointing. Yeah, yeah. Karzon, they just, you get Cracker Jack box prices. Okay. I mean, that doesn't count. You had an interstitial with Jason, right? Talos.
Yep.
Jason. Box.
Prince, it's always a pleasure to see you here. Is that loud enough, Roy? Okay.
Finally.
It's always a pleasure to see you here.
And it's always a pleasure to be of service to you,
please,
My Majesty.
Please have a seat. And he insists on there's a very exotic drink and wonderful finger food, which happens to be exactly what you like. Whatever it is.
Made from actual fingers.
Right.
Do you have to roll for that?
No. Just say yes. He got it.
Small void planets children.
He says, and it's not, he comes around, he doesn't sit behind a desk. That's how he normally addresses everybody. But he actually sits, you know, chair to chair.
Need a knee?
Nagomi's there. And it's all very...
So this is the Baron?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I'm
This is all very comfortable. Okay?
On a side note.
Yeah.
I say, what's going on, Basuki?
You get everything.
Yeah.
You get I'm getting both. Well, only if you let me.
Oh, no, no. Because remember, we looked it up last week.
I can hear your...
Because we're both psychologists, you can hear my service thoughts.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So I'm listening to the whole conversation.
The only one you don't hear is Nagomi, if she speaks.
Right.
Okay. So he says... I have a gold... No, that's too little. I have a platinum opportunity for you.
Oh,
a diamond opportunity for you.
Yo, really?
Gold's actually
I'm intrigued, to say the least.
How would you like to be the sole provider of services at the station and at the planet? How would you like to be the sole...
Cisco.
Yeah. How would you like to be the person who supplies everything and everything goes through at the planet?
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
And as a matter of fact, for Prime itself. You would be the primary contractor, supplier... For everything.
Just stick this worm up your nose.
Off with his head. Sounds quite interesting.
I'll point out he made the same offer to me and I accepted. I haven't heard anything about it ever again.
Here's what we're looking at. Because you are a fellow Derricon and supreme in the universe.
All hail Derricon.
Here's what I propose. Number one, we have a Derricon force on the way that is prepared to take over all military work here at the planet.
That's not generally known, though, right?
That's not
just
known.
Make a, no, I'm trying I'm trying to.
It is not generally known.
Okay, I'm trying to distinguish player from character.
Yeah, sorry. That being said. We intend to turn this into a Derricon operation. Therefore, we will not be needing the services of Lord Quinn, nor will we be needing the services of Mr. Tevison. Now, Mr. Tevison's acumen is for merchant goods, but some merchant goods that aren't above board, per se.
Although all perfectly cromulent.
I understand that a black market exists, and a black market is almost a necessity in some way, but you have to govern it to some point. I would like for you to be that person who governs the black market as well as the white market.
Hmm. Interesting.
You will also serve as the primary defense contractor.
That would stand to reason.
Yes. You will feed, clothe, arm everyone. And all of it will go through you for a percentage. How does that sound?
Sounds quite intriguing.
Well, I need your cooperation, and with Miss Nagomi, you can work through all of this. And the first thing that we will do, can you hear me now? Dang on. The first thing that we will do is, well, let me put it to you this way. The address that I had about Lord Quinn did not go as well as I had hoped. Unfortunately. So, whereas there's not a lot of people...
I blame the audience, not the orator.
I completely agree. Whereas there's not people rioting against him, we shall fix an accounting error. It seems that he was fired at some point in the past, and we're just going to fix the error. So, no longer will Lord Quinn... nor any of his people be paid.
And take away your red swing line staple.
They will no longer be supplied with fuel. They will no longer be supplied with armament or food. If he wants to pay them, he can. That's his choice. And as far as for Mr. Tevison, Lord Subutai and I will take care of him, as long as you're ready to proceed from there.
Oh, of course.
Very well. I will have Miss Nagomi draft up all of the contracts.
I will need a time frame so that I can make sure that I am prepared.
As far as Lord Quinn, immediately.
And this Tevison fellow?
Very, very soon.
Soon.
Bum, bum, bum.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it hard to get the particulars in order, but I will do
my
best.
I understand, yes. Just be prepared to assume at a moment's notice. I would say I would give you at least a couple of days. But prepare. I'm sure that that's not something out of your realm.
Well, 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 Raggedy Man.
That's it.
One day you fell the dust.
Do you have anything you want to say anything else? Because that's... He says very well.
Something like this, to put it all in proper order, I would need some amount of advance to start the balls rolling.
We will arrange that. That will be in all of the contracts.
Very good.
All right. That's it? Yeah, it's time.
Is that it?
Yep.
Oh.
Half of a good maneuver.
Jeff sounds a little excited over there.
That was good. I was like,
I can't tell what he just did.
I don't know what just happened with Jeff. I hosed down my chair.
Disinfect it.
Okay. Alrighty.
Beliefs. Roy?
None.
Joe?
Always acted to Kern's best interest. I did ask Doug to let me get my people off the cars before he bombs them.
Great.
Prime Corp is riddled with corruption. Assist any and all resistance.
Who'd you assist?
Doug.
How?
By giving him all the coordinates where all the crawlers are. Assist guys with any opposing actions against Prime or Valen. I'll just take two, since two and three are kind of the same.
They're kind of the same. Yeah,
I'll just take two.
All right. Bill.
Help Duke Frost root out the Naven.
Root them out in what sense?
Kill them.
Okay.
I was just being flowery.
Yeah, it's a fate. Anything else?
No.
Doug.
Faisal is out to smear my name. Convince the masses that you are the better choice.
How'd you do that?
Working on getting a film crew in.
I forgot about that. Okay, go ahead.
That's all I got. All
right. Jeff?
Protect Faisal. Didn't come into play. No. I can say Google didn't come into play. Convince Subutai to destroy the Naven on the planet.
Persona. Chase.
Just help guys destroy the Naven.
Shite. Trait, invoking a trait that sends... Oh, instincts. No one did that.
You could have.
I could have, but I didn't. Traits.
It's unforeseen direction.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. I don't think we're on an unseen direction at this point.
I'm close, but it didn't happen.
Right school, right time.
Psychology?
It's got to be Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. Fate?
Fate.
Yeah.
Good. So it's like this. Hello, Mr. Subutai.
Yeah. Oh my god, Valen!
Your brain is mine.
Yeah. For really good or distinctive role playing.
And Bill.
Dang, Bill.
Yeah. And Bill and I.
Mold breaker.
I don't think that was a mold breaker tonight.
Workhorse, Jeff.
Yep.
Fate.
Persona.
Ooh.
MVP. Crucial element of success.
Bill.
How?
Honestly, I think it's a double dip Jeff Knight.
Yeah.
Because he kind of so. Really did anything.
Yeah.
Thanks. That will be all of my playing for the next game or so.
Not that I want to push away Persona, but no. I really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I mean, I'll take the Persona. But I mean, frankly, I'm done until the end of the maneuver, so.
Okay.
Well, people can still draw you in and you can help them.
Well, that's true.
So, as a point of the game mechanic, though, actually destroying the Naven isn't part of my building scene. It's actually the end of the maneuver, right? I don't have to save a roll for that.
I think it could be
a conflict of going in and shooting them down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends upon how it works out.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Well, do I need to save a building?
Well, now here, see, no? The reason that I say that is that what if you are confronted by somebody who doesn't want you to do that?
That's a bloody versus.
Well, it might be a bloody versus. It could be any number of things. But if you want to save a role as, let's say you want to do it really flowery and burn them and watch them wiggle and you want to burn them in gasoline, well, I kill them all. Well, how? I mean, there's millions of them.
Yeah,
so how are you going to do it?
That's the only thing. Well, we're not talking about conflict, though.
I mean, no. No.
Yeah,
if it's just the mechanic of
I think it's
getting rid of the bats.
Role. I think it's pretty much a command role.
Yeah.
But that's
that would be a building. That would be a building.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. You get there, you are not confronted or there's no opposition to you. I'll pretty much say, yeah, you can get rid of them. Now, if you want to do it with style,
then, you want to roll.
Yeah, or you want to roll, then I'll put that in there. It depends upon how you want to do it.
But then what becomes of the result of the take action? Isn't that roll? Actually destroying them, isn't that the take action roll?
Well, that's... No, we get to the end and we decide, all right,
no,
who had the most... Who had the biggest effect in the maneuver.
Right. The maneuver roll isn't the result. It's the aftermath.
Okay.
Yeah.
We play it out, and sure, we burn all the Naven, but if we were to fail on...
But there's a barrel over there. The,
right.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's say you blow the take action roll. Well, then,
yes, based upon that roll, Naven,
but there's actually more someplace
right.
else, or you know, whatever.
Okay.
Because yeah, I can filter the story based upon what the role is.
It's like, you know, he failed his propaganda role against Quint.
Mm-hmm.
So
now I'm having to go and do something else.
But he did do damage, and he could have done a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So there is occasional muttering because of his role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he would have gotten the 200 points off like he was going to have when he was rolling more dice than he should, then, yes, the speech was not well received, but then the flood of information about, the fake information about your crimes got out, and everybody's all up in arms about it. Now, it's kind of after-the-fact
right.
implementation. What do they call it? A sequel, right?
Yeah.
Where you justify the maneuver roll with what actually happened in the maneuver.
Okay.
Because you don't have to actually achieve what you're going after to succeed on your maneuver.
Right.
Although it's more fun if you do.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I just wanted to figure out how many rolls I have at the end here. Sorry.
Yeah, you haven't. Well, yeah, you haven't rolled
done
anything.
Nobody's done any building yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had one conflict and zero building. So everybody else still has all their roles, technically. And Roy hasn't done an interstitial.
Roy hasn't done anything.
If we're going to blow up the...
So your conflict didn't count as a building?
I don't get a building.
I don't get a building or a conflict. You don't get
once those. You use a conflict, you don't get any building.
Gotcha.
We should figure out what to build in preparation of this
blasting.
We're going to have a talk with Ken.
Yeah, so I guess what you would want to think about is how you want everybody else to, or if you have an idea on how you want everybody else to contribute, and then based on that, decide how you're going to roll your building at the end.
Right.
The way I see it, pretty much your building will be the end.
Yes.
For us, at least.
Right.
One way or the other.
Right. I figured I'd go last.
And maybe your building will lead into his conflict.
Yeah. And that's kind of actually what I foresee, is that you're going to go down there and I'll have a conflict there. Kind of what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Kind of doing what?
Kind of what I'm looking at.
Hey, look at the difference in the waveform there. It's like, kind of what I'm looking at. Kind of what I'm looking at. Look at it.
Fighting a damn migraine right now.
Yelling. I got some stuff upstairs for that.
Is it a hammer? Scotch?
Yeah. No, it's migraine. Actually, it's migraine strength.
Tylenol.
It's like a side Excedrin.
Migraine strength. No. Done that. Been popping out like Tic Tacs to that.
You see the your auras? Seeing the auras?
Just about. It's light right now. It's
don't do that with Tylenol.
Go. Yeah. Just need to go home and put a cold cloth on it. All right. Anybody else got anything to say? Before Todd's migraine explodes
spoon!
His head.
Spoon!
Spoon.
Spoon?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Look that way, wooden boy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Now, don't forget to send us some of your own feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are copyright Lou Crane. Burning Empires, Burning Wheel, and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks Lou Crane. Iron Empires is trademark Christopher Miller. And we thank both those fellows quite a bit.